when you have a video game and you have to do up, up, down, down, over, over, and get in super mode.
Yes.
You remember that when you had Mario Brothers, you would have this code that you would have to type into the remote to get it into super mode. So now, I'm not going to say her name. L-E-X-A. You can say her name. I can't.
Oh, A-L-E-X-A.
Yeah. You know her?
Alexa.
That one. There's a super... Say your name.
Alexa.
Mode that you can get into.
There's a super Alexa mode?
Super Alexa mode. And I did it earlier and it flipped me out. And I got an Alexa out here. See if you heard me yet. Okay.
So, I got to hear the super Alexa mode.
Okay. Let's see if you can hear it in the studio. Alexa? Up, up.
Alexa barks at you, or the dog is also talking to Alexa.
This is not going to work.
I love that the dog is getting involved too.
The dog is in super Alexa mode now.
That's super Alexa mode makes her bark.
Hody, he can't hear me. All right, try this again, Alexa.
Alexa, woof.
Alexa, up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Alexa, up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Hush.
Can you bring the mic closer? Because I don't hear her at all.
Yeah, she's not hearing me. Alexa, up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start.
Super Alexa mode activated.
That's it. It's in super Alexa mode now.
But what's she going to do? Could she fight crime? What do you mean super Alexa mode?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Wait, so all she says is I am now in super Alexa mode, but you don't know what it does? Yeah, okay. So what I'm reading is that super Alexa mode is here to make us laugh with answers to our funniest questions. Like, it doesn't change or upgrade any state of your Amazon Alexa voice. But it's a trick to make gamers think they've discovered something special. Unfortunately, Super Alexa mode doesn't endow Alexa with any new capabilities.
I think it does. I think it makes your dog bark.
Okay, so if you say under Super Alexa mode, you can say Alexa launch Red Alert and she'll make alert sounds. If you say launch photon torpedoes, she'll fire some shots, or it'll sound like she's firing some shots. Beam me up.
Alexa,
you'll hear a transporter sequence.
Beam me up. You're not doing anything. Alexa, this is like every woman in my life. Alexa, beam me up. It only does things when it feels like it. So, yeah, this is like every woman in my life.
No, because yours is no longer in the cheat code. She's no longer in the super Alexa mode. That's why. You got to put her in super Alexa mode. Then you got to ask her.
I'm not doing that again. I think I did it once and it stayed there. You better. Are you still Alexa? You still in super Alexa mode? She's not talking to me now. Now she's pissed.
She's pissed at you. Wait, if she's pissed at you, then she absolutely is in Alexa mode.
Alexa is giving me the silent treatment. This is what I want. I want to pay good money for the silent treatment. That's perfect. And I get it from you every now and then. I get it from the dog. Every female in my life goes into super Alexa mode and just shuts me out. Doesn't hear my voice anymore.
You know, my parents have an Alexa and they'll just be talking regular and they'll hear it turn on and start glowing. And my mother said to Alexa, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm trying to learn new things." My mom was like, "Nobody told you to do that." So she said okay and turned off.
Yeah, see that. And the problem is in this home there is that thing that we're not going to say its name. There's the S word, And there's the G word.
Oh, so you have Google, you have Siri, and you have Alexa.
Yes. So at any given time, I forget which one I'm talking to. I'll say, hey, Google. Oh, no, that's wrong. Hey, and then they will talk to me.
Well, what you should do is set it for, okay, so here's what you do. If you want, I know how you hate people. So if you say, Alexa, make people leave my house. If someone's there, you don't want them to be there. She'll go, okay, and start playing Coldplay.
Oh, yeah. Or Kanye. I can program it to what I want it to play.
Right. Make people leave my house. And then all of a sudden you hear
Kanye West,
the new Donda album.
People are like, I look at the time. I got to go. We're so out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day I'm in the kitchen and I'm talking and the G word thing starts going bleep, and I didn't say your name.
You know what the problem is? There's too many fake women in your life.
That's a good point. And the S woman at least has an accent. The other two don't have accents, but the S one has an accent. I bet I could make the S one or the A one. I bet I could make that one have an accent, but I don't talk to that one too much because she's not talking to me now. Stupid thing. Yeah, I did that today when I'm sitting on a couch and I did it. It's like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. How'd you hear about that?
It's on New York Post.
Oh, how'd I miss that?
The Post put it out. The Post had a couple of good things today. The Post had that, and then they had a response from Oasis.
Oh, yeah. I saw that the lead singer of Oasis was like, oh, I wish I was no Oasis, and I wish I was holed up for 3 days in a pub in the middle of Yorkshire.
Yeah, they have a name for it now. It's Snowasis. Yeah. Liam says, I wish I could be locked in a pub for 3 days. Dude, you can.
Yes.
Nothing's stopping you.
Yeah.
It's not like you're putting off your world tour. You can go play a pub. I'm pretty sure they'll hire you.
And it's not like you're so famous that you can't walk into a pub and just hang out there for 3 days. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah. I think that's the guy from Oasis. No, I think that's Jason Mraz. I don't think that's the guy from Oasis. No, I think it is.
Right.
It's James Blunt. No, it's not James. I'm telling you, it's the dude from Oasis. Which one from Oasis? I don't know. There's Liam and the other one. I don't know what the other one's name is.
Yeah.
He could be from a boy band. No, I don't know. I think he's famous.
That's the problem with that band. If you're not Liam, you could, like, any guy can walk up to me on the street and go, hi, I'm in Oasis, and I would believe them.
Yeah, I'm the bass player for Oasis. Oh.
Sure. Yeah, you probably are.
Good for
you. I have no idea.
You know what? The band Noasis is more popular than you right now.
They played to 61 people for 3 days. I don't think Oasis, the actual Oasis, can say that.
And something called Snowasis, which is a great name.
You know, but that should launch an entire franchise. You know, like, then you have one that is in Chicago where it's really windy and called Blowasis.
Oh, I would go to Blowasis.
Right. Then you send one down south where all the scarecrows are and you call it Crowasis.
Crowasis. I would go there too. You know,
I'm telling you, Liam Gallagher is really missing out on a huge opportunity here for a franchise.
Did you ever in high school or junior high go to a lock-in?
No. Is that real? I've only seen that in movies and TV shows, like Sex Education and stuff like that. I didn't realize that was a real thing.
Yeah, lock-ins. I've been to two in my life. One was a church lock-in, which was really weird, which I got lucky.
Explain to people what a lock-in is.
Which I got lucky at, by the way.
Of course you did.
A church lock-in is where they put all these kids in a church and lock them in. You can't leave. So you're there from 6 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning.
And what's the purpose of it?
I have no idea. You keep kids out of trouble, I guess. It gives them something fun to do. Like the aquarium in Atlanta does a lock-in. So you can actually put the kids in the lock-in. They can sleep next to the sharks.
Oh, that's cool. I love that.
Yeah. So I did a church one, which was neither here nor there. But my one in high school, we did one at Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, my God. That's, wait, so you did a lock-in at a pizza joint?
Yeah. So they locked like 60 kids in a Showbiz Pizza from 6 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning. They gave us nonstop pizza.
Sounds like heaven.
Nonstop video games all night long. And that stupid band played the whole night. The electronic band people.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a bunch of 15-year-olds throwing pizza at at the things. I don't think it ended up being very good because we made a mess of the joint.
Yeah, but see, this is another opportunity for the Oasis people to come in and have Showasis.
Show, I'm telling you, we need a lock-in now as adults.
Yeah.
We need to go to a pub. We need to be locked in all night long. And a really bad cover band plays all night long. It doesn't have to be for 3 days. It can be overnight. Right. I think that's great. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I lock in as long as you know it's coming. I think the problem that happened in Yorkshire is they didn't know they were going to be stuck there for 3 days, so they couldn't really prepare for it. So with a lock in that you know is coming, you bring enough food, you bring enough, you can charge your phone. Like, you know, I think planning for it would be much better. I love the idea of getting locked in at a zoo. That's awesome. I think the aquarium does that. New York Aquarium does a lock in as well under the big giant whale.
Yeah, I would love to do it at a museum because you never have enough time for a museum to look around at everything.
Like Night at the Museum, do they come alive at night? I want to know that.
The Biltmore Estate, I would love to be locked into Biltmore Estate all night long just to wander around. You know, things like that are fun.
A candy store?
No, the pub is the perfect thing for an adult.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
the you're scary right. thing about you, though, is you think immediately there's not enough food for me for 12 hours.
No, that's not the perfect thing for an adult. The perfect thing for an adult is to be locked in a mattress store, and you could just get sleep for 3 days.
Oh, yeah, you can try.
That's what an adult wants. Just, you know, let me nap.
But having a bar at a lock-in, not a bad thing. You can get plastered drunk and you don't have to drive.
That's fine. You can get locked in at a bar, at a pub. I want to get locked in a mattress store. Perfect.
Oh, like one of those haunted houses? I want to be locked in there.
Nope. Just a mattress store and a TV.
A good remote.
Wait, that's like my room. That's like my bedroom. I am locked in. I live this life.
You've been locked in since April.